I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legend Studios via the interwebs. It's a Legends Entertainment news stream. I'm Beef.
And I'm Wing. And like every week, we're going to talk about TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time!
It is. And you're a gaming fan. You like
I am.
Mortal Kombat.
And I do. You got me to buy the last one last time you had your Beefcation.
Yeah, that's true. And now they're adding some more movies, beef, horror icon. So
I kind of get the Leatherface, because he's just a horror icon that they bring in, but the Xenomorph?
Why not?
I know, but what do you have to pay to get Leatherface and Xenomorph licensing these days?
Not that much, I think.
Apparently. I don't know. I guess the game by now, by the 10th iteration, was probably kind of dead. So you needed to bring people in.
No, actually, they did that for the last one, and they had, like, Freddy Krueger, and it worked really well. So in this one, they brought, like, then.
Who else did they bring? Like, Tribot or something?
Tribot?
No, seriously. It's like a try. It looks like Smoke and a bunch of other people.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
On the trailer, man.
Oh, on the trailer.
Yeah, on this same trailer you watched, the very second or third person they quick show is like Tribot or someone. It looks like Smoke, a mix of three people, obviously. So it's like Scorpion, Smoke, and someone.
Yeah, well, I don't know that much about.
You know what? It's okay. The commercials are ruining the internet. We can move on.
Yeah, but you're right. There's a Tribot something. But whatever.
I mean, that just, if you really want to try to remember three people's moves all at once, sure, good on you. Right? I mean, I can barely remember one. Can you?
No, okay. Yeah, I don't want to fight with three fighters at the same time. And you have to remember all the moves and everything. I'm old.
And
damn
don't
it.
They have, like, that tag-in thing where you can have two anyways, so...
Oh, yeah, well, you switch in the middle of the game?
Right, yeah, where you can, like, tap in and out, so you gotta remember two people's moves anyways. Now you gotta remember another multiplier on top of that.
Hello? Okay.
Oh.
Sorry, I lost you for a second.
It's the internet. Online media, Jessica Jones, kicking ass, and I still haven't even watched it yet.
Well... You're part of the problem.
I have lots of time. I will be watching it soon, okay? It'll get there.
Okay. It's good, though. Like I said, you're going to enjoy it. It's rough, but it's good, and I'm happy that they're getting another season. These Netflix shows, man, they've been doing fantastic with, like, $3 and bus fare, so...
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff shot in the bus or the subway.
I know. or in the street.
Just like on T2 when Arnold punched the... window out of the station wagon. They just randomly did that in some subdivision.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's stories about that. Where they didn't know where to shoot, they didn't couldn't find a location. They said screw it, and they just pulled up in some subdivision, and he punched through a window, and they filmed it, and dogs were barking, and they laughed.
Okay, that's experimenting, I guess.
Okay, TV.
Yes.
X-Files. Have you?
Not yet. I haven't watched it.
I haven't either.
I just realized that there was out. The weekend has been crazy, but numbers are good, so that's. I'm just hoping they're able to keep steam. And I haven't read too many reviews because I just want to watch the show. I'm excited.
Did you hear how they were going to pay Gillian Anderson like 2/3 of what's the name's rate?
Oh yeah,
the companies. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you need that point, and she's a bigger.
Yeah, but why would you? Why? That's just wrong. You can't have Mulder without Scully or Scully without Mulder. I mean, that just.
Yeah, but it costs her more to take time to go make more X-File than it costs him because he has no.
No, but my point is they offered her less.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they offered her like 2/3 of what he
that
was going to
no
get.
That makes no sense. Yeah,
exactly. True. So that's the whole gender thing. You can find the story online, but of course we're not going to cite it because we're bad at news.
We're bad at news. No, but seriously.
I know, because she was busy with Hannibal and all sorts of other shit, and he was doing the last season of whatever for the fifth time.
Yeah, whatever.
Somebody
else leaving a show, and it's Stephen Moffat's leaving Doctor Who?
I don't know. See, okay, yes, he should go. A lot of people should go, but they always do well when they're not the showrunner. When they just write the episodes, they're good. And then they become the showrunner, and it's like, what the hell?
I kind of agree a little bit, but the good thing is that he's going to finish his next season, and they're going to change doctor after, so he's going to have, like, add a tenure of, like, two doctor, and somebody else is going to be able to start fresh, so I'm kind of happy with that.
I really hope Clara's dead.
Have you watched the last season?
No. I think so. I'm pretty sure I watched it all.
Okay.
She's still just...
You don't like...
Spoiler alert, she's everywhere.
You don't like Clara.
No, I don't not like... It's not that I don't like Clara. I just... After a while, it's... How many mythical beings can she be? She can be the woman without time. She can have multiple lives. She can have her own TARDIS. She, like, come on. What?
Come on. She's indestructible.
Okay, well, I like the Dr. Donna a billion times better than I like Clara.
Yeah, we didn't get enough Dr. Donna.
Exactly. So, I mean, all right. At some point in time, you got to lose some of the people you like to make better characters. So it's time to move on.
Yeah. And sometimes you need to leave number one movie of the week, that's Star Wars, down to number two, second movie. Oh, on its 6th week? It's doing well.
Yeah, it's still doing really good.
It's still doing really good. It's not going to catch Avatar at this point, though.
You bite your tongue. Have you seen The Revenant?
Yes.
And?
Fracked up. That's...
I didn't ask if it was a fucked up story. I asked if it was a good movie.
It's really good. It's really good. The pacing is kind of weird a little bit, but the lighting is beautiful. The cinematography is beautiful. The storytelling is great. I would say the first 45 minutes are the best part of the movie, and that's what...
That's what hooks you.
Yeah. That's what hooks you, but that makes the movie have a weird pacing, because by the end you're like, oh, okay. Well, I like that bear fight. That was 2 hours ago. Oh,
The Hateful Eight's still making money.
It's good.
I need to go see that. Well, we'll see it for a few weeks from now. But
yeah, it's still making money. It's not making...
Well, there's enough for them to at least say it wasn't a failure.
Yeah. Ride Along 2 is doing way... Okay.
Yeah, but people like those unhinged comedies.
Yeah, people need to relax.
And Dirty Grandpa did okay for the first weekend.
Number four? Well, yeah, you have Star Wars in there. Yeah,
Yeah. But still, they're only within a couple million behind each.
That's true. The 4, 5, and 6 are huge.
And what's with, like, 6? What's with the 5th wave? That's Chloe Kick-Ass Mraz, right?
I think the problem is exactly what you just said. What's with this? Nobody knows what it is.
I think I saw one trailer after it had come out already.
There you go. So that's pretty much what's up with nobody cared, because nobody knew what's coming out. That's bad marketing.
What about Michael B. Jordan? Okay to play Johnny Storm again if it's not forced, apparently.
Well, that's the way you answer.
That's not what he
said. Yeah, that's the way you answer that question. But let's be honest, he knows he's never gonna touch that character again. So why not answer it like really well and good? Because you're the guy who had that movie right after that everybody went, oh shit, you're a good actor.
But you know, true. But not only actually right before everyone said he's a good actor, because that came out before Creed.
Yeah, but everybody thought the casting was really great for Fantastic Four, and look what they did. So
yeah, but they've every time they've had a Fantastic Four, they've shit the bed.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a very, very, very good point. But my point is more that the actors that they cast were well regarded, and he's the first one that had it right after that show.
I see what you mean.
Chops, yeah. So it's easy for him to give that answer. If you're the guy that was Mr. Fantastic, you're not like, oh yeah, I'm ready to go back. You're like, well, I would like to try other things, you know, not get typecast. That's more your answer.
God, you're a studio professional. Prometheus 2, supposed to be a hard R, according to Scott.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I mean, you did a good Martian. Good, now make another good Alien. Go.
Just make a fucking another good movie. Like, yeah. Quit talking about it and be about it.
Yeah, just do. That's it. It'll be great. I'm afraid, because now I call it Prometheus 2 on the news sheet, but overall they're still calling it like Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Or something. Makes me nervous.
Who's this rumor? I'm confused. Dark what?
Darkseid. He's like the Thanos of the...
Looked at the picture and I was going to say Thanos.
Yeah, he's kind of the equivalent in the DC universe. And since DC is going like the faster route straight to Justice League, they're teasing it with this image where you see the logo in the sand that looks like the Darkseid logo. So that's exciting.
Loser.
Well, Vin Diesel is trying to do his Fast and Furious thing again with XXX3, because now he's incorporating the characters from the second movie that everybody, and doing it about like a team and not just like a solo guy. So I see what he's doing. I'm just Try to make a good movie, dude. Just don't buy, try to
he's
build
bringing,
a bucket.
Wait, he's bringing back Ice Cube?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That makes absolutely no fucking sense.
But whatever. I don't want to mention it because whatever. I want this movie to be good. I like the first one. The second one was bullshit. So this one I'm kind of like hinging on. So trailer dump?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we have some Batman versus Superman stuff. They're showing us...
I'm done with watching these trailers. I'm okay with it, but come on, just give me the movie.
Okay, fair enough. I still like the one where Batman cars get wrecked because Superman doesn't move from the street.
That's... Do you bleed? You will. I am more happy with the next one than you are, apparently. Cloverfield sequel. I don't know if it's a Cloverfield sequel.
It's in the same universe, so they're...
But is it, though?
That's what they're saying. That's why they're calling it, like, 10
Cloverfield,
10 Cloverfield
Lane. I don't... So what, all those things had babies and it's the apocalypse outside? Okay, then I'm really interested in it.
That's the mystery.
Because they're in a bunker, and I'm okay with that. And if all this happens in, like, the first 20 minutes, half hour, I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, there's potential, but based on the other movies that JJ has done and produced, I'm gonna rewatch it.
I'm gonna rewatch Cloverfield probably this weekend. I might even make you rewatch it sometime in the next while.
No.
You know what? We should give each other like 5 or 10 cards a year where we get to pull those.
5 or 10?
Yeah, where we just could say, "Yep, you get to watch it. You have to watch it."
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know. You're right. So maybe only 2 to 5. Anyways. So Cloverfield, we will be watching this, maybe. Money Monster.
I love this trailer. The guy gets crazy, goes to the market, not the market, but the on the TV show where guys
TV getting... TV
market tip.
Stock market guy, yeah, market tip guy.
Yeah, and just goes nuts, and it seems at some point that the character of Josh Clooney, which is the TV guy,
George, he didn't mean Josh, George.
George, yeah. Is trying to help the other guy. Anyway, the trailer looks awesome.
Yeah, it does look good. It's a nice twist on it. I mean, it's not really a twist because you could see the trailer going that way, but it looks like a lot of fun.
Hopefully, everything is not in the trailer. Like you said, you saw the trailer going that way. I hope that's happening pretty fast and it's not like the big reason because if that's it.
And the one I'm most excited about.
Suicide Squad?
So fucking awesome. This trailer looks great.
Yeah, in the vein of we're putting music you know on top of a trailer, they did it pretty good, and that trailer looks amazing.
As she smashes the window, and it's like, we're bad guys, and you just see her nice butt.
Yeah, Deadshot is killing, is shooting people, is eating people, she's burning people.
Right. Possessed. She's just crazy.
This is but the devil. She's just crazy. It's like, okay, yeah. I'm ready to roll with this.
Don't do that anymore. Neighbors 2. This is more Chloe kick-ass Mraz that I didn't know we'd see more of, but I'm confused. I never saw the first one, so I didn't think...
I put that there because people seem excited about it, but I'm not at all. I'm whatever. More of that kind of... Okay. Star Wars countdown?
But see,
what
it's
happened?
All fucked up now. It's got pushed back 7 months.
So it's 693 days?
No. Hold on. At the sound of the tone, it will be 689 days, 4 hours, 54 minutes, 47 seconds. Beep!
Yeah. Okay, let's be honest there. That's a good
Fine.
Move.
Take it. Go back to Christmas and fucking dominate.
Here you go. Give me a Star Wars every Christmas. That's it. Make it a yearly event.
Yeah, just take your May date and shove it.
I agree. I think that is a good business. It sucks for us because we have to wait longer, and it seems that Avatar is like, well, we might not be ready for that Christmas after all.
They're so full of shit. We are never going to see Avatar again.
You think?
2018, 2019. We were supposed to see it in what, 2012, 2013? When did Avatar release? Yeah. I always ask that. We always ask this.
2009, 2008. No, 2012.
Yeah?
2010? I don't remember. I think it's 2010 or 2011.
Avatar released in theaters, Kimmy. December of 2009.
Oh my god, it's been...
We were supposed to have one, I think, 2 and 3 by like 12 and 13. Or 11 and 12. So, and they just pushed the what? December 17? We're lucky if we get it by December 18. Yeah. If at all.
At this point, it's just...
Cameron will be dead. It's going to be his, what's the robot one?
Robot?
Battlefield,
AI?
That Battle Angel. What's the one he's been talking about making for like 25 years?
Yeah, Battle Angel Lolita, yeah, something like that.
Not happening. Yeah. He's a dick. I don't know if he could take the ridicule if he doesn't make the money on it.
Well, he's going to make the money on it. That's the point. That's the thing, though. That's a frustrating thing. He is always making the money on it.
True.
Anyway, at this point, this should be the non-news. I just attached it with the Star Wars news because, well, and after that, there's some crazy guy in Abu Dhabi that builds Star Wars with building stuff.
Dude, I saw this and I had to throw it in there. They took a 100-plus meter tall building, and I watched the video. I can't remember it now, but it was about 17,000 square meters of surface area, and it's a big round building, and they made it into Starkiller Base. For the premiere of Star Wars, which was in Abu Dhabi, since all the whatnot was filmed there. Can't think of the planet's name right now. But they took this whole building, yes. And they printed basically car decal printing for the whole one side of the building and made it into Starkiller Base.
Yeah, it looks like a planet, that star planet. It's crazy. It is nuts. But well, good job.
Yeah.
You know when you have lots of...
Man, oh shit. You know when money means nothing.
No.
And in non-news of the week, apparently Pacific Rim 2 is happening.
And it's going to cross over with Avatar 2.
Yeah, no shit. Wait a minute. How meta would that be? You're in an avatar in a robot, so who's really you, man?
Ooh, that's too deep.
I know, my brain just hurt.
Yeah.
But still, yeah, it's supposedly still happening, according to Captain What's-Name.
Yay. No.
New international TV spot, Suicide Squad.
Yay. That's good. Okay.
But apparently that's the news, y'all.
Yeah. See you next time.
Yeah, next week, yeah. Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin McLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.